Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
For a troubling moment the other day, I forgot my iTunes password. Guess I'm getting old. No big deal. I can still recall names, numbers, obscure facts with a facility that bores my family rigid. But I'm worried about our president. I think I've told you we're the same age, even went to the same college together. Lately, he forgets things, gets words wrong, loses his train of thought, and shows other common signs of dementia. That's right, Alzheimer's. Don't take it from me. 70, mental health expert 70, sent a letter to his physician last year after noticing diminished verbal skills. They ask that the president be tested for cognitive decline. It seems to be getting worse. In the space of a few days, our president called Apple CEO Tim Cook, Tim Apple, thought Venezuela was a company, mixed up his dad's and granddad's birthplaces, and said oranges when he meant origins. Then, out of the blue, he declared, "I'm very normal." Well, it is normal for folks our age to forget a name now and then, but mistaking your father for your grandfather, that's more serious. And muffing words like oranges for origins is what experts call semantic paraphasia, an early sign of dementia. Worse is phonemic paraphasia, or making up words, like capsicle for capsule, chrysis for Christmas, or nambia for Namibia, Zambia. Nobody could figure that one out. More troubling are the president's speeches. Check out the recent videos of him before the Republican Jewish Coalition or the conservative group CPAC. He wanders, can't stick to a topic, says windmills cause cancer. Experts call this tangential speech, a sign of severe cognitive decline. Also his actions, abruptly reversing himself on WikiLeaks, immigration, the Mueller report, rage-tweeting at opponents and even allies, firing underlings who question him. The National Institutes of Health has a list of mid-stage Alzheimer's symptoms. On it, and I quote, "impulsive behavior, inappropriate outbursts of anger, and restlessness, agitation, especially in the evening." Ronald Reagan struggled with dementia during his last years in office. We and he should not have had to go through that. And so, for the sake of our country and as a gesture of concern for an old classmate, I make this plea. Mr. President, please get help. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.